Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deys Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us today, we have two of our auxiliary board members to share updates about the auxiliary, and we're going to hear from our gift shop. First, I have a few announcements I'd like to share. We held our 9th annual foundation golf outing last Friday, and what a huge success it was. We had a beautiful day, a full tournament, and Chris Carr did a fantastic job with the music following the golf outing. I do want to thank all of our 2024 sponsors, and I will mention them today. This outing would not be possible without the support of our sponsors. We had our entertainment sponsor, Black Hills Energy. Our Eagle Event sponsors included Stumpy's and Stumpy's Snow and Mow, Avila Bank, Bluestone Engineering, Ide Bailey, First State Bank and Town and Country Insurance, Graham Construction, Groves and Cheesick Law Office, Schoolhouse Construction, Envision, Carl Chevrolet, Platinum Connect, Peterson Construction and K&H Corporation, Senior Life Solutions, 21st Century Rehab, WCF Financial Bank, and North Star Emergency Vehicles. Our Birdie event sponsors included Brown's Medical Imaging, American Sanitation, The Daily Freeman Journal, Incision, Boone River Financial, Van Deys Medical Center Finance and Revenue Cycle Teams, and Docs Who Care. A complete list of all of those who supported our golf outing will be found on our Facebook page. Watch for that post. I do want to mention a congratulations. The team from First State Bank and Town and Country Insurance were our overall winners. The team consisted of Troy Tilges, Justin Malloy, Trent Rolfs, and Angie Youngdale. Thanks again to everyone who participated and our many sponsors who made it all happen. Another announcement, very excited to share. We are still finalizing many of the details of this collaboration. However, I'm excited to share we will have a cardiology clinic offered by Iowa Heart Center with an anticipated start date of Monday, October 21st. The Iowa Heart Cardiology Clinic will be provided by cardiologists from both Ames and Des Moines. The number of days they will be on site each week has yet to be finalized. However, they will be here on a full-time basis with a schedule of 3 to 5 days each week. Iowa Heart will also be utilizing space in our radiology department to offer echocardiograms, EP device checks, nuclear cardiac stress tests, and their nuclear camera will be moved for nuclear cardiology imaging as well. We are extremely fortunate as a critical access hospital to be able to offer a cardiology clinic of this nature with such robust cardiac services and nuclear testing and procedures. We are proud to partner with Iowa Heart Center and excited to expand their presence in our community, offering a full range of outpatient cardiac services in our hospital. Stay tuned, and we will be announcing more details as they are finalized of this collaboration. And then a couple of events that I do want to share with listeners. Once again, we have our next SALT meeting, that's Seniors and Law Enforcement Together, taking place tomorrow, October 3rd, 9 o'clock in the upstairs meeting room at First State Bank. We will have a light breakfast served. We'll offer free blood pressure checks. The meeting itself will get underway at 9:30. We'll have announcements from law enforcement and area agency officials, as well as upcoming events happening around Hamilton County. And our program will be Current Frauds, Scams, and How to Protect Yourself. This will be presented by Alyssa Schwering and Emily Stockdale, both with First State Bank here in Webster City. They'll be talking about real-life examples of loss, how not to be fooled, and honestly, it can happen to anyone. So don't be a victim. Join for this great program. Again, the next SALT meeting will be tomorrow morning beginning at 9 o'clock at First State Bank. And then the following week, Thursday, October 10th, is a big day in Webster City. It is Ladies Night Out, and the gift shop out at Van Deys Medical Center will be participating. You'll want to stay tuned and listen to the program about what they're going to be offering and what will be available, but just know that the gift shop will be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Again, that's Ladies Night Out, next Thursday, October 10th. On this same date, we have our next Webster City Community Blood Drive. It will be from 12:30 to 5:30 in our clinic boardroom here at Van Deys Medical Center. Appointments are encouraged and may be made by going online to lifeservebloodcenter.org. And again, I do want to give a big thanks to Scooters here in Webster City for serving as our corporate sponsor for our community blood drives. Fall is here, and what a perfect time to see what the gift shop at Van Deys Medical Center has to offer. We are fortunate to have a terrific hospital auxiliary and board who does a fantastic job with the gift shop and in turn supports Van Deys Medical Center and clinics with patient care needs. Here to share updates from the gift shop and the auxiliary are gift shop manager Debbie Jaycox and auxiliary president Diane Doring. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for being with me on the show today. We have a lot to talk about. Let's start with the gift shop. Debbie, what's new for fall, and what are the hot products and gift items available there?
Well, we have a long, long list, but I won't take up an hour doing that. But we have some new upcycled, very popular canvas bags, handcrafted glass nightlights. I have some the men's belts with the little ratchet. We like to keep men in the loop a little bit. It's, you know, few things
that
for the guys.
Nice, yes.
Yeah, we have fidget rings that are very popular. They're called anxiety rings, so you can spin them. I have some wooden porch signs, tea towels with some really cute sayings on them. We have the inverted umbrellas. We have lots of travel umbrellas, and they have wonderful, cute little patterns on them. Don't forget, we do carry the compression socks. So, and they're not the old white. These are cute socks, so definitely come in and check those out. We have the garden flags. So they're seasonal. We have some beautiful note cards also. Well, that's just a little bit, but that
just
should get
a little
us,
teaser.
Just a little teaser.
For our listeners.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so how about some, are there some trends or new trends you are seeing for fall?
You know, in Iowa, we get the trends way later than they do in the rest of the country. For fall, it's kind of the same as it's always been. The fidget rings have always been really popular.
They love them.
Yeah. And, we also have the baby items, some cute baby gift items. And we announced it earlier, and we had a wonderful photographer that came in. She donated her time, and we took some pictures of her cute little boys with the warmies. And these are stuffed animals. They have stuffed like lavender scented in them. You warm them in the microwave, and then you the kids love them. It calms them down. We sell them to adults. We sell them in people within wheelchairs. They make a wonderful hospital gift. And we have dozens and dozens of different varieties of the warmies. Those are definitely something to stop in for. And we do have a few, not a lot. And we have like Rudolph and a little snowman and not very many, just a few. So if you want that cute little Christmas warmie, you need to stop in soon. Oh, we also have artificial fall arrangements as well.
Well, the gift shop is looking fantastic, and that should be enough to get people curious and wanting to come in and see what's new. We also have Ladies Night Out that is coming up. Webster City Chamber is doing their Ladies Night Out. It is Thursday, October 10th, starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 8 p.m. that day. And the gift shop at Vandy's Medical Center will be participating. And we have some exciting news that we want to share that we're going to be launching on Ladies Night Out. Let's talk about this.
This is big news. For those of you that remember the Tri-T nut sales at holiday time, we'll be excited to hear that they have graciously handed the baton to the Hospital Auxiliary to bring back this popular holiday shopping event. We will be selling them in the gift shop through the holidays. We'll have special additional hours at the gift shop, and our kickoff for these nut sales will begin on Ladies Night Out. So be sure to stop out for those. We've got cashews, deluxe mix, walnuts, pistachios, sweet harvest mix, Cajun kicker mix, that's a new one, and energy mix is also a new one this year. Milk chocolate covered peanuts, the milk chocolate covered pecans, and those wonderful milk chocolate amaretto pecans, and some yogurt almonds as well.
Fantastic. And so shoppers that are out and about on that day, again, that's Thursday, October 10th, they'll want to make sure that they're stopping out to the gift shop and the nuts will be available for purchase that day.
Yes.
And we'll continue
through the holidays.
Yes, yes through ma'am. The holiday season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just a side note that, yes, the gift shop will be open on several Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2. That will be October 12th, October 26th, November 9th, November 30th, December 7th, 14th, and the 21st. So if you can't make it for Ladies Night Out, please, you know, stop out on Saturdays, and I think we'll have a few holiday items,
yes,
too.
Yes, and we will be open two Sundays in December, that being the 8th and the 15th, and that is from noon to 4 on Sunday. So
wonderful. And this is the first time that the auxiliary has taken on the gift shop nut sale.
Yes.
So when we have these nuts available, when they're gone, they're gone.
Yes.
And we won't be reordering until next year again, correct?
No, it will be a holiday event each year, yes. So this is our big kickoff, and we certainly hope they go well so we can do it again next year.
Well, I've already heard good things. I've had people adding those to their Christmas lists. And so you definitely want to take advantage of that and get in on the early side of the nuts being available out at the gift shop. Any other details to share about Ladies Night Out or gift shop specials, sales, anything?
Okay, on the Ladies Night Out day, we mm-hmm. will be having a drawing for a discount. So be sure to stop in for that, and you'll get a percentage off of a that does not include the holiday nuts. That will not be in the discount for drawing. But, yeah, we're going to offer that day.
Perfect. Sounds great. Well, I do want to mention and share with our listeners that between the gift shop sales, fundraisers, membership dues, the auxiliary receives revenues that they use to make purchases to support patient care needs at the hospital. The auxiliary recently approved 3 new purchases for our hospital and clinics at their last meeting. Diane, would you like to share those purchases with our listeners?
Yes. The Family Health Clinic requested a cauterizing instrument for them to use in the clinic there, and so we did approve the purchase of that. And then also from the inpatient department, they requested some bedside and tabletop fans, and so we were able to get 5 of those. And also too, Lori, I wanted to mention that we feel very fortunate because last year, fiscal year 23-24, we donated back about $12,000 worth of equipment to the hospital and to the family health clinic, you know, and different departments in the hospital. So we were, you know, very happy to do that.
And it is so very much appreciated. Our departments, you know, there can be things that maybe don't make their budget list, new needs that come up that they weren't anticipating. And our department managers can request purchases from our auxiliary or our foundation. And the auxiliary supports patient care needs and really several departments throughout the hospital and, like you said, the clinic. So it's very much appreciated, and the department managers, they look forward to that too. I know I already have a couple new requests coming up for the next meeting, and so thank you. Thanks to everyone on the auxiliary for that.
We are really very happy to do it. And then I guess just another plug for, you know, in the spring of every year, of course, we give four $1,000 scholarships to people going in the healthcare fields. And so it's only because of the people supporting us with our fundraisers and at the gift shop that we are able to do this.
Mm-hmm. So true. Now, you mentioned fundraisers, and I know we just recently hosted a scrub sale here at the hospital, but this one was a little bit different than what we've done previously. So maybe just talk a little bit about that and share that with our listeners.
You know, normally, Lori, with all of our fundraisers, of course, all the proceeds go back to the gift shop. But we decided as a board this year that we wanted to give back the proceeds to the employees, you know, in appreciation for all that they do. So on every sale that we had, they were given a 20% discount. And I think they truly appreciated mm-hmm. that. And we as an auxiliary, too, appreciate doing that. We appreciate all that they do. So it was fun giving back.
It was. So it was a little bit different in that it was a scrub sale, but wasn't the typical fundraiser like you mentioned. Those proceeds really were given as a discount to the shoppers and a thank you from the auxiliary. And so
yes.
Very much appreciated. I thought that was a nice touch to be able to offer that. So we are into the new fiscal year for the auxiliary, and that means it's time to pay your annual dues. We have some volunteers who work exclusively on membership for the auxiliary, and we are recruiting new auxiliary members and volunteers all the time. Let's give a reminder about dues and then talk a little bit about how people can become members and get involved with the auxiliary.
Okay, our membership committee is Pat Noakes and Linda Bourne. And right now, we have approximately 130 members with 60 lifetime members. Membership is just $10 a year. It's so easy to become a member. Just, you know, talk to any auxiliary member, anybody in the gift shop that is volunteering. We have the forms in the gift shop, you know, so it's very easy. And only
$10. $10. It's very reasonable.
Yes, it is.
And it supports not only the hospital, clinics, our auxiliary. It's really supporting the community in so many ways too. And so membership is open to men and women. The form, as Diane has mentioned, can be found in the gift shop, and you can be as involved as much or as little as you would like.
Absolutely.
And that is very true, Lori. You know, and we do have members that have over the years volunteered a lot of hours, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they feel it's time for them to maybe step aside and, you know, as we say, get some new blood maybe in there, but they still continue to be members. They still support us, and you know, we appreciate that. So yeah, please think about joining the auxiliary, because It's a fun group.
It is.
We do have fun.
Yes, they are a great group to work with, I have to say. And we are looking for new members all the time for both auxiliary and for our volunteer team. And similarly with our volunteers, you can choose to be a greeter. You could maybe help out in the gift shop. You might want to visit with patients at the bedside. And it's really up to you how involved you want to be. Maybe you volunteer once a month, maybe it's once a week. So if you're a person that likes to get out and be with people, wants to give back, this is the perfect setting to do so. The hospital is a beautiful, friendly, clean place to be and to be amongst happy, wonderful people. And they do have fun in the gift shop.
Yes,
and
we do.
Who wouldn't want to be in there and just be shopping around the whole time you're volunteering?
We don't like to rush anybody. We like them to take their time. There's so much to see.
Yes. So once again, I just want to mention that those membership forms can be found in the gift shop. You can just stop out and take a look around.
Yeah.
Even if you're just thinking about it and you're not sure, come on out and take a look and talk with those that are volunteering in the gift shop, and you'll get a feel of what it's like. The auxiliary also promotes health and wellness in our communities and sponsors the Webster City Community Blood Drives. These are held the second Thursday of each month, and very excited to share that the monthly blood drives that are being hosted going forward will be held in the clinic boardroom at our hospital each month. So previously, churches throughout Webster City have hosted the community blood drive, and sometimes it does get a little confusing as to where the blood drive is going to be held each month because it does move around. And we've tried it out a couple times in our clinic boardroom and it has worked. And so we will consistently be hosting the community blood drives in our clinic boardroom. And it's very nice. There's an exterior door that leads right in from the parking lot, makes it convenient and easy for our donors. And so we're thrilled to have it associated and being held here at the hospital. Would one of you like to maybe just share a little bit more information about the role of the auxiliary and even our corporate sponsor, if you were, because I would love to just give them another shout out for their support as well.
Yes, Lori, first of all, I want to give a lot of credit to our blood drive chairman, Shirley Bowman. Mm-hmm. She does a wonderful job. And yes, we are so excited to have it in just one place. Like you say, too, it has worked mm-hmm. in the past few years and everything, but just to have it at one spot so, as you say, people know, yes, we're going to go out to the hospital, mm-hmm. to the clinic boardroom, you know. And I think the biggest thing when people come to donate is they get a free Scooters cookie. So and we so appreciate the support we get from Scooters. They donate cookies every blood drive that we have had. Think about, you know, donating blood, even if you're a first-time donor. We usually have each month some people that are first-time donors mm-hmm. and that, but yeah. It's wonderful. And as I say again, just lots of thanks to Shirley Bowman.
Mm-hmm. She does a terrific job, and she gets a team that will volunteer mm-hmm. and cover the blood drives. They're held from 12:30 to 5:30. I do want to mention that appointments are encouraged. And the easiest way a person can make an appointment is to go online to lifeservebloodcenter.org. Again, I too want to give a big thank you to Scooters here in Webster City for their donation of cookies. We hear each month there are donors that come just for the cookies. So they're a terrific partner, and we certainly appreciate that they support the community blood drives.
And even, Lori, I do have to tell you, if you come and want to give blood and for some reason or other you cannot give blood that day, yes, you still
get
a cookie.
So there you go, bonus.
And I guess, Lori, too, something else the auxiliary does is we donate a small stuffed animal to all the pediatric dental patients that come here. And I think we really, you know, that is a great service. It means a lot to
and
those
And it's a
locals.
Huge hit with the it kids. Is. It I really think, is. The nurses tell me that all the time.
We've gone through quite a few of them,
yes,
haven't
we,
Debbie?
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, you know, that is good. And let's see the different board members I want to give credit to. Tarita Nelson is our vice president. Sue Anderson is secretary treasurer. And Lorraine Hobbin is in charge of scholarships. And as I said, Shirley Bowman with the blood drive and Pat Noakes and Linda Bourne as membership. And so it's, we've got a really good board and yeah, it's a fun board. And we do, we, as I said before, we have fun.
Mm-hmm. Definitely have fun. And it is a wonderful board to work with. I would agree.
Thank you.
Any other announcements either one of you wish to share about the auxiliary or the perks of shopping at the gift shop? Anything you'd like to mention?
Well, I did want to throw in, too, we do carry a wide variety of the Rata knives. They are wonderful knives, and they're very popular item, and we have a nice variety of them. And also don't forget that we can, if you have someone in the hospital and you want something delivered from the gift shop, we can certainly do that for you. Just call the gift shop and we can get that taken care of. We also will deliver to both of the care centers if there is something that you would want delivered to your special person there. And always a big kudos to my volunteers in the gift shop. They are the ones that make it possible to keep it open.
Well, and I certainly appreciate, I've given this plug before, but I can't say it enough. It is the perfect place to go for a gift item. All occasions I can find something. And what is perfect is it is can be wrapped up and ready to go, and so it's just all taken care of, and I certainly appreciate that, and that doesn't happen at a lot of places, and so it's kind of one-stop shopping here, and so I really have to give a plug for that.
We try to give it that little personal touch. Mm-hmm. So yes, we'll do gift wrapping, more than happy to.
It's yes, because I was going to tell you I think it was maybe a week to 10 days ago as I was working, and one of the nurses from the floor, she needed to go to a baby shower, you know, and so in her free time, she came and of course she found something, and, you know, I said, would you like this gift wrapped? And she goes, you'll do that? And I said, well, of course. And she says, well, I have to get back to the floor. I says, no problem. I says, we'll wrap it up. I'll bring it over to you and everything. So, you know, yes, we're here to please.
It is wonderful. So very much appreciated. Okay, regular gift shop hours. Once again, let's just share with our listeners.
10 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. Now, the afternoon hours can vary. If we don't have an afternoon crew there, the gift shop will close at 2. That does not happen often, but it can happen. So.
And just one last plug, even the Saturdays and Sundays we will be open, we will post those hours on Facebook. So if you're in, you know, wondering what they are, just please check, you know, Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And once again, to our listeners out there, as shoppers buy, the auxiliary gives back. And so we thank you for your support. Come on out and check out the great things that we have at the gift shop. Deb does a great job, and all of her volunteers. And I want to thank both of you for the work that you do, the volunteering you do, and for being on the show. It's just great. People like to hear from you and know what's happening, and I think it gets them out here. So thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you, Lori.
Okay. Again, to our listeners out there, stop on out. Ladies' Night Out. It is next Thursday, October 10th, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and nuts will be available in the gift shop. That will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deest Medical Center, where our focus is you.